This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, July 22. God's warning signs. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 19. The two angels arrived at Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gateway of the city. When he saw them, he got up to meet them and bowed down with his face to the ground. "My lords," he said, "please turn aside to your servant's house. You can wash your feet and spend the night and then go on your way early in the morning." "No," they answered, "we will spend the night in the square." But he insisted so strongly that they did go with him and entered his house. He prepared a meal for them, baking bread without yeast, and they ate. Before they had gone to bed, all the men from every part of the city of Sodom, both young and old, surrounded the house. They called to Lot, "Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us so that we can have sex with them." Lot went outside to meet them and shut the door behind him and said, "No, my friends, don't do this wicked thing. Look, I have two daughters who have never slept with a man. Let me bring them out to you, and you can do what you like with them. But don't do anything to these men, for they have come under the protection of my roof." "Get out of our way," they replied. "This fellow came here as a foreigner, and now he wants to play the judge? We'll treat you worse than them." They kept bringing pressure on Lot and moved forward to break down the door. But the men inside reached out and pulled Lot back into the house and shut the door. Then they struck the men who were at the door of the house, young and old, with blindness so that they could not find the door. The two men said to Lot, "Do you have anyone else here, sons-in-law, sons or daughters, or anyone else in the city who belongs to you? Get them out of here, because we are going to destroy this place. The outcry to the Lord against its people is so great that he has sent us to destroy it." So Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law, who were pledged to marry his daughters. He said, "Hurry and get out of this place, because the Lord is about to destroy the city." But his sons-in-law thought he was joking. Jude 1 verse 7. In a similar way, Sodom and Gomorrah serve as an example of those who suffer the punishment of eternal fire. Every caring parent has warned their child about the dangers of playing near a busy street or in some other hazardous place. Young children are often unaware of danger, so they need to be warned. Our Heavenly Father responds similarly when his children are sometimes careless. Thoughts of them perishing so stirs his heart that he sends warning signals our way. The dreadful destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah serves as one of those warning signs. The events described in Genesis 19 give us a small window into the godless depravity of these cities. Two heavenly messengers, sent to warn Lot about Sodom, said, "The outcry to the Lord against its people is so great that he has sent us to destroy it." Having rejected God long ago, these cities no longer had any moral or social conscience. The tragic truth about human nature is that the worse we get, the less we realize it. We can become like a skunk that gives off a putrid smell, but is not offended by it at all. People entrapped in sin are often oblivious to their own moral stench. May the fate of these ancient cities serve as a solemn warning of the consequences of trying to live our own way without regard for God or His way. Pray with me. Lord, have mercy on us. We are attracted by sin, but are often blind to its many dangers. May we heed your warnings, keeping our eyes fixed on you, the author and perfecter of faith. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.